You and me and BPD. Episode 1. The basics. Hi. My name is Steph. I am a person living with borderline personality disorder, social anxiety, and a couple of other illnesses. I thought, since this is the first episode, that we would try to cover some of the basics of what is borderline personality disorder, what are some of the symptoms, what are some of the kind of hardships that we might face, and a little bit about my own story, just so that you can kind of see where I'm coming from. Borderline personality disorder is often, at the beginning, misdiagnosed. It is more common than schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, but it can have symptoms in common with these other disorders. So sometimes people will be diagnosed with one or the other without realizing that it's actually borderline personality. The easiest way that I've been kind of told to explain it is that bipolar disorder is the ups and downs, fluctuation of emotions, while borderline personality is the fluctuation of personalities. And sometimes our emotional reactions can be based on these different personalities. Borderline personality typically has about 9 symptoms, from a scientific point of view, that are grouped together to result in the diagnosis of BPD. The first one would be fear of abandonment. Many people with borderline personality feel like the people around them are going to leave at any second and they're going to be alone. And this feeds into another symptom, which is a chronic feeling of emptiness. Feeling like you need to fill up yourself with other people or other things because there's something missing within you. This can lead to another symptom, which is unstable relationships. And these can be relationships with friends, with coworkers, with your family. And often these unstable relationships come from a lack of boundaries, or trying to make people happy, or focusing so much on what other people give you that you forget what to give in return. It can lead to abusive relationships. It can lead to relationships where you are mentally just not in a good place, but you don't know how to leave because you don't want to be alone. Which can often lead to impulsive or self-destructive behavior and self-harm. 2 other symptoms commonly associated with borderline personality. Impulsive behavior can be anything from addiction to drugs or shopping, which was my vice for a very long time. It can be overeating or being obsessive about your weight or your looks. It can even be suicidal tendencies. And I think it's about 10% of people who are diagnosed with borderline personality will die by suicide. It's a sad reality, but it is a reality. These kind of impulsive, self-destructive behaviors can be a result of 2 of the biggest factors of borderline personality, which is emotional swings and explosive anger. Sometimes, and this is from my own experience, I can be having a perfect day. I can wake up and I can feel excited and ready to face everything that I have to do. And then maybe something was wrong. Maybe I get a text message or like an email that's really distressing, and my reaction can sometimes even be crazy to me. It can feel like I'm so filled with self-doubt and anger towards somebody else, even just for menial issues, that sometimes it can be hard and it can feel like I'm not even myself anymore. I don't know why I get so angry. I don't know why I get so wrapped up in thinking that things need to be better, that I need to be better. And then immediately it can feel like all of my energy has been put towards my anger and I'm emotionally exhausted. And I fall into a depression. And I'm lying in a fetal position on my bed and I don't know how to get up. I don't want to eat. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to do anything. The emotional extremes of one and then the other can be really taxing on our body. Lots of people with BPD have other conditions as well. PTSD, depression, social phobias, social anxiety, addiction issues, suicidal attempts, chronic pain. It can be hard to keep track of your emotions. I know when I first started therapy, my counselor suggested that I keep a book of all of my emotional reactions to things. I should write down a stressor. I should write down how I react. And even just doing that, even just writing down the things that were stressing me out caused me to be more stressed out. It was like I was trying so hard to fix myself and fix the part of me that was wrong, that I got so wrapped up in trying to be someone else, which is another symptom of borderline personality, an unclear or shifting self-image. Many people with BPD can feel like they're being pulled in 5 different directions. For myself, I've started to kind of talk about it in terms of there are different aspects of me that are all fragmented. There's the part of me that always wanted to be on Broadway, that always wanted to be an actor, that always wanted to be a star. And there's the other part of me that wants to disappear. I want no one to notice me. There's another part that wants to prove that I'm smart, that constantly feels like I have to prove that I have worth, I have a purpose. Because I look around me and everybody else seems to have a purpose. Everybody else seems to be fine with life. So why can't I? Why can't I be okay? And these different personalities, these different emotions, can often result in dissociation. A lot of people with borderline personality have really traumatic stories. And the way that I've always explained it is that my emotional reactions to things are very intense. And they always have been. When I was a kid, I used to have an overactive imagination. I used to have nightmares, or I would see things during the day, or I would hear things, and I would get so obsessive about it. I would think that I was seeing things around me. I was seeing things out the corner of my eye. And it was scary. I know now that it was probably just an emotional reaction mixed with the mind of a child. But it doesn't change the fact that that was a lot of my childhood and my teenagers, and even sometimes still happens now. BPD is hard to diagnose because it can be hard to get a clear answer or a clear kind of way of seeing a person, especially when their emotional highs and lows are so frequent. I used to go to therapy and I would find that sometimes even at the beginning of the therapy session and at the end of the therapy session, there'd be like 3 different aspects of me that would come out. And I would feel like I had gone on a roller coaster and I was emotionally overwhelmed. And therapy is not supposed to be like that, supposedly, but that was just my experience. I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder in 2016. After a very short diagnosis of generalized anxiety disorder and a short stint on Prozac, which did not work for me, not at all. I was on medication for about 1.5 to 2 years. I saw a counselor for the same amount of time that I was on medication. And when I was first starting to deal with my mental illness, it was important for me to have these things in place. It was important for me to have a place where I could go and I could talk openly. where I could kind of work through the different things that were in my head that I had never told anyone before. And work through the traumas that I had lived through, because they were traumatic experiences to me. And maybe to others, they weren't. Maybe to others, if I had had a different mind, I probably could have been able to handle them. But the things that I went through were really hard for me. And I carried a lot of guilt, thinking that other people have it worse. And when I started seeing a therapist and I started seeing a doctor more regularly, and I started learning more about borderline personality and how it kind of affects the brain, I realized that the way that I feel, the emotional ups and downs that I feel, are valid. They are real, and sometimes they're scary. And sometimes, especially in the past, I used to have really bad panic attacks because I would be so stuck in my emotions, so stuck in my feelings that I didn't know how to get out. It felt like I was drowning. Drowning in my sorrow, drowning in my depression, drowning in the anxiety. And so therapy and medication really helped. But there's an opposite part. There's a part that felt like I was trying to cure myself of something. Depression sucks. Let's just be honest. It does. But I realized that that's a part of how I view the world. That's a part of how I work through my emotions. And eventually, when I was on medication, I realized that I just didn't feel anything anymore. I didn't feel the depression, which was nice, but I didn't feel the elatedness. I didn't feel the joy. I didn't feel happiness either. I just kind of felt even more numb. And for someone who has a history of self-harm, because I need to deal with these numb feelings, because I feel so overwhelmed by my feelings, the numbness that I felt just was not conducive to me. So I stopped. And I started exploring other ways. And I started looking into what borderline personality is, and how people talk about it, and the kind of stories that are out there. I've had an idea for a podcast for a while, because in many of the videos and the essays, personal essays I've watched and I've read, people talk about being cured of borderline personality. They talk about being in remission. Like, our personality disorder, the way that we are, is somehow wrong. And I get that. That's a very valid feeling. Multiple times a day, I feel like I'm a puzzle piece taken from a different puzzle and put into the society. Like I'm a circle with all round edges, put in a world where everybody else is a box. And I just don't fit. I just can't find the edges. I can't find the places where I'm supposed to stop. I become obsessive about things. I become super excited about things. I become super childish sometimes. And sometimes I become super depressed or angry and I lash out. But I have found a way to kind of deal with these things, to feel my emotions in a more holistic way. I hope to do some future podcasts where I kind of explain what these ways are, but really quickly, it would be mindfulness, meditation, and spirituality. I really hope that as we continue these conversations, you can start to think of how you've reacted to things, how you've been feeling, and maybe start to realize that personality disorders are different than general mental illnesses. Anxiety can be based on a stressor. Maybe your feelings of impulsivity or your feelings of emptiness are based on the people around you, or they're based on stressors in your life. But there's also an aspect of self-awareness and self-acceptance that needs to come in. You have a personality disorder. I have a personality disorder. And as a psychiatrist once told me, just because it's called a disorder doesn't mean that it's wrong. It's a way to pathologize it. It's a way to give it validity in the medical field. But that doesn't have to mean that we are wrong or that we need to be fixed. Instead, maybe it just means we need a little bit more self-awareness. We need a little bit more self-acceptance than the average person. But we can also be extremely empathetic. People with borderline personality are some of the most compassionate people I've met, because they realize that it's hard to be human. It's hard to feel the ups and downs of life. It's hard to talk about things. It's hard to express yourself. But we can also be creative and beautiful and full of energy sometimes and make beautiful things in the world. So before you start thinking that you're wrong, maybe you can think about how everybody is different and how those differences are what make this life so exciting. One of the ways, this is kind of the last thing I'm going to say, one of the ways that I really start to understand borderline personality is by looking at trees. I'm obsessed with trees, and I think they're fascinating. But when you look at a tree, yeah, it's an oak tree or a maple tree or whatever, but they're all so different. They have different limbs, they have different branches, different times that they might bloom, different times that their leaves might come in. And especially now, especially as the weather gets better and we're spending more time outside, you can call a tree by its scientific name. You can look into its genus and you can try to figure out why it does the thing it does. But you can also look at it and realize that it is a living, breathing thing. And it deserves respect and appreciation for the differences between them. For the way that some trees are big and some trees are small. And maybe if we start to look at ourselves and the variations in the way that we are in this world and realize that we deserve love and respect from others and from ourselves, then maybe you can start to feel a little bit less like there's something to prove. And trust me, I'm talking to myself as well. Because it's never easy. And I don't think it has to be. So yeah. That's it. I'll see you on the next episode.